News and information about living with sight loss. From InfoSound.
This may not seem like the best time of year to be thinking about doing too much exercise outdoors for any length of time, whether sighted or vision impaired, young or not so young. And for anyone who wants to keep active or just take some form of exercise, that can be a problem. Shorter days, colder weather, the rain, it's hardly conducive to keeping fit. But of course there are quite a few ways to get active indoors, from swimming to indoor games like football, tennis, and the game invented for blind, partially sighted and sighted people to play together, goalball. And if you know where to go, these activities, with adapted versions of several games specifically for vision-impaired people, can be found at local leisure centres. Overseeing a whole range of sports and helping to make them accessible right across the UK, British Blind Sport encourages blind and partially sighted people of all ages and abilities to have a go at any time of the year. And importantly, British Blind Sport can be the people to talk to find out where sporting opportunities can be found close to where you live. Alex Pitts from British Blind Sport told us how they can help, not least because they could well be the ones who've encouraged those activities to be set up in the first place.
British Blind Sport, we kind of see ourselves as more of a facilitator of sport and activity. So we will approach local clubs, organisations and leisure centres to encourage them to make their sports and their activities inclusive to people with visual impairment. So the opportunities are kind of endless for people with a visual impairment, and throughout the winter, you know, encouraging them to just lead a bit more of an active lifestyle, whether that be from the comfort of their own homes, whether they go out to their local leisure centre, get down to their swimming pool. We're there to support their journey and whatever they are interested in taking part in.
I guess swimming, well, in an indoor pool anyway, is a really good activity at this time of year. Is that an easy thing for you to facilitate? And do they accommodate blind and partially sighted swimmers? I mean, how popular is swimming, for example?
We have a partnership organisation called Metro Blind Sport. They're very similar to British Blind Sport, but they're based in the Greater London area. And they conducted a survey with a range of visually impaired people that are living in London. Swimming had come out as one of the most popular sports of choice by someone with a visual impairment. So it's kind of imperative that we look to make swimming more accessible and more inclusive. And in particular, a lot of leisure centres that have swimming pools have staff that are able to feel confident to support them, and going swimming is just such an inclusive sport for everyone, no matter what impairment or disability you might have.
Are there ever, if you like, VI only sessions at swimming pools, at leisure centres, so blind and partially sighted people can have a slightly safer environment in which to swim?
Yeah, there is quite often. I've seen a lot now that there's a few swimming pools that have disability-specific sessions, but also a lot of sight loss associations spread out across the nation. Many have sports coordinators or a sports department was set up within it, and they will work with their local leisure providers to put on visually impaired-friendly specific swimming sessions as well. So I know that there are a few spread out across the country to welcome people who maybe do want to participate just with other people with visual impairment as well.
Now, I know that BBS covers a lot of sports, and we've talked about leisure centres and swimming pools. Those two, I guess, sometimes physically are in the same place. But there are a whole load of other sports that you cover. What kind of sports does one find at a leisure centre that perhaps someone with limited or no vision can really get involved with, and how easy is it to do that?
I suppose it depends on the leisure centre that you've got and the facility that they have available. Leisure centres obviously quite often have outdoor pitches for football, tennis courts and everything like that. So it is worth speaking to your local leisure centre to find out what sports are there and which sports might be more inclusive to someone with an impairment or a disability. So with the leisure centres that have an inclusive fitness initiative accreditation, their sessions, no matter what they're offering, should be inclusive to everyone, and the staff should feel confident to be able to support someone with a visual impairment from the moment that they arrive at the leisure centre to the time that they leave as well. So they can get involved in the classes that they get put on. You know, spinning is a really inclusive sport as well. And yeah, it's really on an ad hoc basis. It's worth inquiring with your local leisure centre to find out what they have on offer for you.
And I'm thinking in particular about the blind and partially sighted variants of sports like tennis, goalball, but that's a sport in its own right, but also indoor football and so on and so forth. So there are different sports that one can take part in at a leisure centre inside a hall. You don't necessarily have to go outside. But even outside, there are variants of sports as well for blind and partially sighted people. But how common is it?
It's really common. Across the country, we have organisations called National Governing Bodies of Sport, and these organisations will look after their specific sport. So, for example, for the football, it could be the Football Association. With tennis, it could be the Lawn Tennis Association. Within those organisations, they have a strand that focuses on disability and inclusion, and one of those areas of focus will be to accommodate sessions and be inclusive for those who are blind and partially sighted. So more often than not, and especially in the major cities, you will find VI specific or visually impaired inclusive specific sports spread out across that city as well. Football, tennis, goalball, they tend to be the more popular ones that we see spread out across the country. But we're soon going to be launching an online database that can support someone to find out what is in their area.
And presumably people can get in touch with you. I mean, could that even be someone saying, look, I just want to get out. I want to do a bit of walking. I may want to do a bit of running. I want a guide runner so I can do a bit of running. Can they get in touch with you as a first port of call so that you can then steer them to what might be happening locally to them?
Oh, definitely. We do want British Blind Sport to be the go-to place to find out about what's going on in your area. Just for example, you know, we get out and about, we go to a lot of exhibitions and things, and we get to meet visually impaired people all the time. And for example, you know, we did have an 8-year-old stumble across our table not so long ago, and when they found out it was about British Blind Sport, and they said, oh no, you know, I'm in my 80s, sport is not for me. And I was like, don't be silly, everyone can start somewhere and we can help you. Even if it is just getting out and walking, we can find a local walking for health group. Maybe we can get them in touch with their local guide runner. They start off walking and they build up. We just want to help someone get a bit more active and lead a bit more of a healthier lifestyle. And, you know, we all know that sport's not for everyone, so it can just be a bit of gentle activity, whether that's walking, just going out for a gentle stroll, just to build up their fitness and their physical activity levels.
So there you are. A clear message from British Blind Sport that whatever your age and sporting ability, they will do their best to point you towards somewhere not too far from where you live, where you can join in some form of sporting activity, which British Blind Sport is keen to point out, can also bring social benefits as well. And they can be phoned on 01 926 424247. That's 01 926 424247, or emailed at info@britishblindsport, that's all one lowercase word, .org.uk. info@britishblindsport.org.uk. They're active on social media as well, and you can find out more on their website at www.britishblindsport.org.uk.